are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And today's edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Lee Real Estate. And joining us this morning, the executive director of the Capital Area United Way, Holly Wade. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning, Dave.
And we've got a great announcement to share. First, though, I want to ask you about the Say Yes to the Dance event. Sounds like it went really, really well.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, people were coming in. People were standing outside the doors before we opened. And I mean, for the first 2 hours, oh, my goodness. But we gave away 101 dresses and 10 suits and I don't know how many accessories and shoes and just a really, really good day.
That is fantastic to hear. And, you know, people can donate those items all through the year because you do have a spot you can store those, right?
Yes. You can always bring them to the Capital City Campus building. That's where our office is located on the second floor. And of course, we can restock on dresses. I mean, 101 dresses is significant.
That is.
But we are in real, real need for suits. For the men's formal wear, suits, pants, ties, dress shirts. That's a need. And we had several young men come in, you know, for those items. And so we were able to accommodate, but we can use some more of those things.
Yeah. So if you've got some just, you know, sitting in the back of the closet, you're going, man, I'm not going to use those. Why
spring
not?
Spring cleaning time.
Yeah. Absolutely. So that is great to hear. It went over so well.
Yeah.
But the big announcement, you didn't just hit your goal, you surpassed it.
Oh my gosh. Yes. $26,000 surpassed it. So our goal was $560,000 for this year's campaign. And we wrapped it up with $586,000, $394.55.
That is great. So a huge shout out to the community and your crew, because it takes a lot of work to get out there and remind people that there is this need.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have such a great active board. Mm-hmm. When I stepped into this position, that's what I recognized was this board wants to roll up their sleeves and get things done. And so I knew we could hit it. And we did. We did, and then some. And, you know, they just didn't give up. They kept going out there and asking and kept getting in front of people. And, of course, we had opportunities to visit with several of our bigger businesses in town and get payroll deductions from their employees. And that really, really helps. That champ giving, you know, giving an hour of your wages every month is probably the bulk of our giving. And that really, really helps. So I knew we were close. The last couple weeks have really been just poring over the reports and making sure it was accurate, having others' eyes on it. And we cleaned some things up, and that's where we landed, $586,000. I cannot believe it.
That is amazing. So now it's time to, you know, take that money and allocate it to the many great community organizations that you support.
Yes. So that's the next step. So we have 16 partner agencies or nonprofits in this community that benefit from this fundraising effort. And, you know, thankfully, in a year where inflation is going up, I'm anticipating that their asks are going to be higher. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hopefully we can fulfill their full request. I mean, fingers crossed, that's what I'm hoping. But regardless, we have some breathing room and can really help these partner agencies hopefully also have some breathing room this year.
Yeah, that would be great. And that's the thing to remember when it's time to decide upon your donation and what you're going to give, that there are so many great agencies that you work with and support that is going to go help.
Yeah. And, you know, just because campaign is done doesn't mean that you can't contribute or donate until the next campaign when we kick off in August. We will take donations throughout the year. We've actually set a lofty goal for next year's campaign, and we're going to raise that bar to $605,000.
Oh, wow. There you go.
We believe we can do it. The board set that number, and they said we can do it. So you know, we'll just get started earlier. If donations start coming, we're going to start building that pool a little earlier. So please don't feel like just because the campaign's wrapped up that, oh, we have to wait. Nope. We will start building that up.
Yeah. And the need is there all year
long. Always.
That's definitely something you can be a part of. And if folks are interested. Maybe there's some businesses that would like to have you in and talk about, like you said, the payroll deductions.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do so they can get that rolling?
Yeah, just reach out to Capital Area United Way. Best way is probably email director@capareaunitedway.org. Just reach out and we can get something scheduled. We'd love to come visit with businesses or organizations if you want to hear what we do, mm-hmm. and the work that's happening as a result of this fundraising effort.
All right. Well, congratulations to everyone. They're working hard, getting it done, and of course, the community for stepping up.
Oh my goodness. We can't thank this community enough. You know, I came in hearing how generous this community is, and it was proven. So thank you to the community of Pier and Fort Pier, because we can't do it without you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for stopping by this morning and sharing this good news with us, and we look forward to having you back again soon.
Thanks so much, Dave. Glad to be here.
There's Holly Wayne, Executive Director of the Capital Area United Way, joining us on this Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you by Lee Real Estate.